Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Local author Beverly Graves and local illustrator Scott Vandenberg join us on today's program to talk about the adventures of Sophie Q.
And we'll start with you, Beverly. You have a new book coming out specifically for kids. First of all, what is the name of this new book and kind of what was the inspiration behind it?
It's called The Adventures of Sophie Q, and it is based on my great niece, whose name is Sophia Quintana, so hence Sophie Q, and it's all about the first 5 years of her life, all the firsts that you have with the child, you know, learning how to, when she was born, then learning how to talk, learning how to walk, she learns how to swim, her first Halloween, her first Christmas, going to school for the first time, so it's all those firsts and other little adventures tossed in there.
Obviously a very personal story for you. What was kind of the reason why you wanted to share this information?
Well, Sophie is kind of like the grandchild that I will never have because I just have one grown son and he's 51 and he's never going to get married or have kids. And he made that perfectly clear when he was 18. That wasn't going to happen. So this is my niece's daughter. And so she's like my granddaughter.
There are illustrations in the book, and we have the illustrator here today, too, Scott. We'll get to you again in just a second. Why did you choose Scott, and what are some of the visuals that you'll see in this book?
Well, I've known Scott for many years, and we've been involved in community theater and things like that, and I knew that he was an artist and that he does caricatures, and I thought for a children's book, it needs to be those kind of caricatures, cartoon-type pictures rather than an actual photograph. So that's why I called Scott and asked him if he'd be interested. And he'd never done anything like that before, so it was fun for both of us to work on this.
And Scott, for the art side of things, what were you inspired by when it came to some of the creations you made in the book?
Well, Beverly's the brains, the heart and soul of this. I'm just the pretty face. She had the vision for all of this, and she did take me way out of my comfort zone. I do charcoal drawings for caricatures for proms and wedding receptions and fundraisers and things like, you know, county fairs, things like that. But this required more finished drawing, so I was really nervous about that. But she had a very clear vision of what she was looking for, and so she just gave me the guidelines, and I'm glad she pushed me into something I wasn't comfortable doing because it proved to be a lot of fun. She was very easy to work with.
How are you able to kind of convey those emotions that Beverly's writing into art?
We had some real discussion. She's quite articulate, so she could make me see in my head what she was looking for. She supplied me with a lot of photographs. Not everything was directly photographically based, and sometimes it would be more challenging. And we did go back and forth on a few things where she'd say very tactfully, she'd say, Scott, this is really terrible. So what I would really, really rather have is, well, let's go in this direction. No, she was wonderful. She'd say, she was very tactful. She'd say, let's try this. Let's add this. Let's take this out. And part of the fun, too, was shaping the boundaries of these drawings, the edges, so that the text would wrap around that. So if we want to hold that up to the microphone so that everybody who's listening can see that, yeah, that's the kind of thing that we were doing. And it was great fun.
Well, and this is, as we mentioned, all locally made here, Beverly. So I would imagine it's locally available as well. If people are interested in having a children's book with a story that maybe they can relate to or maybe they can, what's the best way to get a hold of a copy before a signing that's coming up in August?
They're currently for sale at the Town Crier and at the Hy-Vee.
Very good. And I alluded to it, a signing is also coming up. So a chance to not only get the book and have it signed, but a chance maybe to ask some questions about it as well.
Right. Yes. The signing is August 3rd at 3:30 at the library. The books are on sale for $4. And all of the proceeds are going to go to the Children's Library Collection. So I'm not doing it for profit, for my own use. It's something I wanted to do. I wanted to write the book for my great niece, and I want to give the money to the library.
Might mention what a terrific cost there is on this book. You see what books generally cost you at the bookstore. This is $4, so it's a very reasonably priced book.
Yeah, and the illustrator, you know, I had to pay an exorbitant amount to get him to draw the picture. So
absolutely, yeah. You should see my new cars.
Once again, that was Beverly Graves and Scott Vandenberg discussing the new book, The Adventures of Sophie Q. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.